Only God Gives the Growth by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. 1 Corinthians 3, 5-8. I love this passage written by Paul in 1 Corinthians. He very plainly states some truths that the church in Corinth desperately needed to hear. Contextually, Paul was addressing them because they were starting to argue amongst themselves about who they followed. Paul was quick to bring them back to reality by pointing out, "Who cares? We all follow Christ." I paraphrase. He reminded them that the men who brought them the message of the gospel were just men. Then the only thing that provided real growth was God. These facts are comforting in two entirely opposite ways. First, for the Christian struggling with pride, it's a fantastic reminder that they themselves aren't saving anyone. They have zero effectiveness without the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not about them. It's about Christ. They are a tool being used to share the gospel, but they don't deserve or get the glory. Only God does. So whether they're planting or watering, it's for naught without the involvement of the Lord. Secondly, for the Christian struggling with feeling like a failure, this brings great joy. It takes the pressure off because it's not about how eloquent they are when spreading the gospel, or about gimmicks they create, or about finding the right word or nailing the perfect timing. They can't manipulate heart change and salvation. Only the Holy Spirit can. So whether they're planting or watering, it's for naught without the involvement of the Lord. This truth should encourage Christians everywhere to be bold in spreading the gospel. We should throw out those seeds and pick up the watering can, so to speak, and spread the gospel to those in our daily lives and circle of influence. We can do so without fear of failure and without pride, trusting the Holy Spirit to do only what He can do. If growth, salvation, doesn't occur after our attempts to plant and water, it's not on us. We were obedient to the Great Commission and did our part, but it's hard sometimes to continue to plant and water when we feel like we never see the fruit of our labor, isn't it? It's crucial in times like these to think about a garden. Growth happens secretly. For a long time, that budding seed isn't seen from the surface. It's growing in the dark via a miracle of the Lord's hand. Eventually, finally, leaves can be seen straining through the dirt. Vines develop, flowers bloom, and fruit blossoms. Sometimes we're blessed to be able to see the entire project from start to finish. Other times, we're called to plant and water elsewhere and don't get the privilege of watching the fruit develop. But don't grow weary. The harvest is coming. It's not up to you to create growth, simply to water and plant despite all your imperfections in your labor. The Lord will do the rest, and He'll do it perfectly.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.